Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And we're back yet again.
Sweet.
Episode number 88.
You know, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. And I'm still Chris.
And I'm still Jason.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, first and foremost, I got some amends to make.
Okay.
Yeah. I posted this, but I promised that I'd mention it in this week's episode as well. We had that, you know, six-month-long contest that was running.
Yeah.
We declared a winner last week, and we kind of got the winner of last week's contest mixed up with another entry from another member. And, well, I went back and reviewed the records.
Okay.
And I determined that...
Reviewed the tapes.
I did indeed... I got Zapruder involved, and I did indeed mix two entries up with each other.
Okay.
So we're going to, you know, keep Bear Z28, our resident call-in guy, the winner, but Stang Stalker also had an entry, a voicemail into the contest that really sounded real similar, and I guess we just mixed them up together. So as I mentioned in the thread there in the podcast section... Stang Stalker, I'm going to send you some goodies, too. I already got your address, and I even called you on the phone, so I don't even know why I'm repeating myself, but I think just to make sure that everybody understands that we're, you know, we run a fair gig here, and...
Cool.
That was it. Just wanted to...
Well, thanks for that clarification.
I just didn't want Stang Stalker to go, you know, like, what the hell? Bear Z28 ripped me off, and he won!
Yeah.
You know, so contests are fun, and that's the peril of running one. So now that I got that out of the way, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
We were talking about this over coffee a week ago.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Even with Settlemyer, we brought it up.
Yeah.
He had a good entry. I noticed this a few years ago, actually, that there's no cool car names anymore.
No one's got any cool car names anymore. Some, you know, that really give it an oomph, you know?
Like the Pontiac Tempest.
You know? Or the Dodge Raper.
Well, you know, the word, you know, the hell, even Dodge Dart sounded pretty good than the Toyota Tercel, you know, or the Hyundai or whatever. Rondo? What the hell is Rondo?
That's a bad nickname, is what that is.
It sounds like a whore's name. Like you know, like I went to the school. She was or this. I went to school with this girl. She was a real whore. Her name was Rondo. You know.
Okay.
Dodge Raper. The Pontiac Pillage.
Yeah. You know.
There were cool names back then. There were cool names back then, especially Dodge. You know, the Charger.
Yeah.
You know, the
Challenger.
The Challenger, right. And then I don't know where they came in with AMC came in with the Gremlin. I did
the Javelin.
Javelin, that's a good one too. Or the Buick Wildcat.
Wildcat, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What are some other cool ones from back in the day?
The Tempest.
Yeah, Pontiac Tempest. You know, that just sounds like it's going to rip your nuts off driving by. The Dodge Raper. You need help. Did Chevrolet have any cool ones, or you know, they had the Biscayne. You know, they were kind of iffy.
I don't know. You know, they took like West Coast names out that you know,
Bel Air, Malibu,
yeah,
Chevelle. I always liked Chevelle.
Yeah,
but the names they got now, they're the Mazda 6. Wow, yeah. That's creative.
Yeah, how did Pontiac come up with the name G6? And then you got the G8, the G5.
G means good.
Go.
Go. Go. The Chevrolet Nova, you know, a giant.
Nova.
A
no
giant,
go.
But in the scientific, you know, realm, it's, you know, something that has so much pull that it sucks light out of the atmosphere,
right,
or whatever you want to call it. I'm no Edward James almost. So. What's the name of that guy? Stephen Hawking. Close enough.
Yeah.
Two names or three. I don't know. You know, I got to tell you, what are some good car names that we might have missed? You know, there's no contest involved. This is just for fun.
No,
but
let us know.
Yeah, give us a call and give us some either A, some real names that were really cool back in the heyday because there really apparently aren't anymore.
Or what somebody should call a new car.
Oh, yeah, or a new car. Or make it funny, like, well, the Dodge Raper. So give us a buzz and leave your voicemail and tell us. We'll play them on the air. Here it comes.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at Camaro Z28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
There you go. Make this fun. This ought to be a good one. So it could be, you know,
something funny.
Something
preferably.
Funny.
Yeah.
Something fictional. Something
that's what
in the
I'm
past.
I'm looking forward to.
I just hope we can use everything that people leave in.
Yeah. Because
I can come up with some that we just can't use. You know,
right.
It's supposed to be a PG-13 sort of.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Yeah. But on another note, just real quick, Angie from Thunder Racing.
Yep.
Gave me a quick buzz, and she says they have positions open if you want to go work for Thunder Racing, which
they're
has
in like
be
Louisiana,
a cool deal.
Right?
Yep, I believe so. Yep, Baton Rouge area. They got three openings. One's for salesperson, usually you know telephone, internet, counter sales, customer service, automotive knowledge, usual bit. A technician for extensive LT1 and LSX experience, must have own tools and salary and all that, and then a warehouse worker, general warehouse stuff, outgoing shipments, forklift operator. Forklift operation is a plus. And give them a call, thunderracing.com. You know, you can go to the website or give them a call at 877-516-7223 or email thunderjobs@hotmail.com.
Cool.
Yeah. Another quick note, I made this bitchin' wallpaper.
Oh yeah.
For everybody to download. Ass. Yeah, it was actually what I made for an entry on the main page of the site a while ago.
Yeah.
And
is that the one you like reversed?
No, I had the famed 93 Camaro brochure cover.
Oh yeah,
has
that's
the 93 Camaro in the like the fog, you know, with the fog light mm-hmm. shining through. Well, I took a similar Camaro concept photo and I overlaid it, and then I recreated the fog and the fog lights, and it actually took me a few hours to do right. And I thought this would make a great wallpaper one day, so I saved the file and I decided to make them in various sizes for everybody to download. And it's available. It's just a free download, you know, a couple megs. And if you like the image. You can download it in the site news and updates
yep.
forum. First
right,
forum of
right
the board.
On top.
That's right. So, and if there's I tried to make a lot of sizes that people were suggesting for their desktop, but if there's one that I didn't get, just post in the thread and I'll try to get to it as soon as I can.
How about avatar sized?
Yeah, I can do that too. Here,
cool.
I'll scribble it down.
Yeah.
Jeez, why didn't you just email me before?
That's my suggestion.
Right.
Or I could just call into the podcast and leave it too.
Yeah. Chris, you had some gripes.
Yes, I do.
Let's hear it.
Well, you know, in the process of running this enormous V-Bulletin
which is
message
a bitch.
Board.
It sucks.
You know, you have certain things that come up constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people with problems with their accounts and stuff. And I just wanted to go over a few things when you're contacting us when you have a problem. We do have a form you fill out to let us know about your problem. It has your name, email address, and forum name in there. Please include that when you're contacting us. We don't have ESPA. You know, we can't figure out who you are. Well, if someone just emails saying, my account doesn't work, that's lovely. And who are you?
Right. I've seen those come through.
Lots.
Or, well, why don't you just check their email address in the user database?
Yeah, that would be nice if they included the email address that they actually used.
Okay, so then you reply with an email that says what?
And it bounces.
So guess what? If you don't have a working email address and you don't know what your forum name is, well, quite frankly, I don't think they deserve to participate on our board.
So just please, if you're contacting us, give me as much information as possible to help us out. Then we'll be able to help you out. In a quick manner.
I'm willing to bet that 99% of the problems that come through are not problems of the board.
Oh, I know they're not.
Yeah.
Number one problem is people say, I can't post. The problem is when before you're logging in, you're not accepting cookies in your browser. It could be a few different reasons. You're running a security program like Norton Internet Security or McAfee that's blocking cookies. If you're blocking cookies on the site, it's going to look like you're logged in, but it's going to log you right out and you're not going to be able to post. Please make sure your browser accepts cookies before you log in. That should solve your problem. One other thing. If you subscribe to a thread and you get a notification, the first line in the notification says, please do not reply to this email.
And what do people do, Chris?
They reply to the email.
Why?
I don't know if they think they're actually responding to the post.
Well, that's retarded.
Like it'll magically automatically post to the message board?
That's an idea.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that. No matter how many times you reply, it will never work that way. Please read your emails. Hmm. That's what they're there for.
Or the FAQ. We spend hours working, you know, putting that together that nobody reads.
Yeah. So,
you know, shape up, people. Hell, you know, we're just two dudes trying to run a board.
It's really easy. Damn. If you just follow those steps, that'll solve your problems.
I got a gripe.
Okay, what's your gripe?
When people just don't plain read.
That seems to be a big problem.
I mean, isn't that the point of a message board, to read?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I made a thread in the fifth gen section talking about the clinic, and I offered up the idea for everybody to say, hey, list very briefly one or two top things about what maybe we could convey during the clinic, if it all possible.
Oh, yeah. Nice, easy one-liner, something you can jot down in some notes, right?
First thing is, please make it as brief as possible. One sentence with a couple dozen words is all we're asking for. No more than that, please. Out of the, I don't know, dozen, two dozen replies, I've gotten like two guys that actually did that. A sentence or two. The rest, it's frustrating because I wanted to compile everything, like find some common elements and take them and say, look, this is what are some big common things that people want to see in this car. I mean, I'm not griping because, I mean, I know everybody, not everybody knows everything, but I mean, just follow the instructions, please. It'll make things so much easier and it'll get the message across to me so I can convey it to the clinic, if they're given the chance, better.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is not easy. I need a smoke or something now.
Or a drink?
Whatever. Let's wrap this up. Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Hey, seriously, thanks for everybody for participating in that thread. Let's just, you know, keep it simple and keep it real. That's it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
You betcha. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.